Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and this week we are just highlighting the top 14 podcast downloads for 2022. And we just wanted to kind of refresh your memory of these top podcast downloads so that if you missed one, maybe you would go back and listen to it and gain the valuable information that was shared. So we had a lot of great topics that you all enjoyed. So it was very interesting to evaluate what you found to be important to your health. So number 14 is episode 62. Titled Thyroid Disease and Constipation. And this one kind of connected the dots with thyroid disease and even after bariatric surgery and things you can do to help support better motility by optimizing your thyroid function. So number 13 is episode 50. And it's titled The 7 Causes of Cravings, Part 1, Low Minerals. And this one is a great topic. We dig into the different minerals that can really influence that crunchy craving and even some of the carbs and stuff. Or the salty, crunchy, carb type things. So tune into that one if you are struggling with cravings, especially the crunchy, salty things. Then number 12 is episode 61, and it is titled Vitamin D Deficiency and Constipation. And we dig into really just the importance of maintaining a healthy vitamin D level and keeping that level optimized, because there is a connection with your vitamin D level being adequate and motility. So if you are struggling with constipation, you might want to tune into that episode if you missed it. Number 11 is episode 66, and it is 3 causes of digestive issues after weight loss surgery. And we dig into just digestion in general and what kind of drives digestive problems after you've had bariatric surgery. So tune into that one if you find that you really do struggle with digestive issues like gas, belching, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, you just don't always feel great once you eat food. Okay, so then number 10 is episode 56, and this is titled The 7 Causes of Cravings, and it's number 7. So it's the last one, and it has to do with sleep. So if you missed this one, and you do have sleep issues, I would highly encourage you to download and listen to this episode. It is really helpful in giving you some tools and just some knowledge in how important this truly is when it comes to the things you eat on the day after you have a poor night's sleep. So check that one out if you missed it. Number 9 is episode 58, and that is constipation improves with a surprising starch. And we dig into resistant starch and how important it is to really help with constipation and motility in general, and just really feeding those good gut bugs and helping support short-chain fatty acid production, and really just optimizing your gut motility in all different areas. So sometimes when you struggle with constipation, you really have to tackle it from multiple angles to really get relief. And this is one way to do that. Okay, the next one is number 8, and this is episode 60, and it's titled Constipation and Bacterial Overgrowth After Gastric Sleeve and Bypass. So this again, constipation was a very common theme in the most downloaded podcasts. So, and I would honestly say as a practitioner of 27 years in the bariatric community, I would say constipation is a huge issue, which is why I wanted to spend so much time diving into the different areas that really contribute to constipation and just offering you kind of a different lens to look through and alternatives to try, because not one solution is going to work for all of you when it comes to constipation. So you have to kind of trial and error what works best. So that one has to deal with small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or SIBO. And I've spent a lot of time on a variety of different other videos discussing SIBO. So you can listen on that, read through the show notes if you want on episode 60. Number 7 is episode 65, and the title is Your Gut Lacking This After Gastric Sleeve and Bypass? And it really just digs into beneficial gut bacteria and why it's so important to have adequate levels of the good guys. So if you missed that one, I would highly encourage you to do that. This talks about your immune function and just really the importance of keeping a healthy gut, and especially after bariatric surgery. Now, number 6 is episode 64. It is titled FODMAP Constipation Connection. And this one is really just giving you insights to FODMAP foods and how that correlates to motility issues, or how that impacts or influences bowel movements, and how removing FODMAPs for a short period of time may help provide some relief. So again, that is definitely something to check into if you have not, if you struggle with constipation and you've not really dug into FODMAPs before, it's a great episode to learn more about it. Number 5 is episode 49, and that is Artificial Sweeteners After Weight Loss Surgery with Dr. Erica Lavalla. And we did an interview, and she did a fabulous job kind of digging into the importance of gut health and what changes when you consume artificial sweeteners on a regular basis. And we really have a good conversation during this interview about, being, real. So neither one of us believe that zero is necessary of artificial sweeteners, but we also believe that you can't be consuming large volumes of artificial sweeteners and it not influence your gut bacteria. So tune into that one if you missed it, because it's a good one. The next, or number 4, is episode 57, titled Constipation, Beyond Fiber, Fluids, and Movement. And what this podcast is really discussing is when you have constipation and you've already tried fiber, more fiber, more fluids, and more exercise, and you're still constipated. This goes into, what other things can I do? Where else should I look? Why am I still having constipation when I'm doing what I'm being told? So that, if you are struggling with constipation, just starting there is a great place, because then you can kind of get a good foundation of all these other constipation podcasts that are, again, just kind of, this is the foundation, and then we kind of take off to different directions with options to trial to help getting motility more in line. Okay, so number 3 is episode 48, and it is food and sugar addiction after weight loss surgery. And this is where I interviewed David Avram Wolf. He's a dietitian, and he works for the Institute of Sugar Addiction. And we really dug into just addiction in general and how your brain is different when you have characteristics of addiction and you struggle with food addiction, but maybe other addictions as well, and transfer addictions, and just the whole piece that it will give you a different view than what maybe you've heard. And I loved this interview. It was really an awesome interview to highlight how sometimes people with an addicted brain just have to use a different approach when it comes to certain food items and how you manage your health after bariatric surgery. Number two is episode 47, and it's titled, Why the FODMAP Am I Bloated? And this one really just goes into the symptom of bloating and how FODMAP foods are connected, and how you can gain relief in bloating with removing the FODMAPs for a short period of time and then reintroducing. But it really helps highlight what FODMAPs are and just kind of understanding that baseline of the connection with bloating and FODMAP foods. And then our number one most downloaded post of 2022 was episode 53, titled The 7 Causes of Cravings, number 4, Gut Imbalances. So this one is not a surprise to me at all. I think this is something that a lot of people would love to have an understanding of. Why am I craving things? I didn't have cravings for months or years after bariatric surgery, and now I do. It can be directly correlated to gut imbalances. So I think if you missed this one, I would encourage you to listen to it. If you heard it when I released it, oh gosh, over, you know, months and months ago, I would encourage you to re-listen to it and see if there's anything in there that you need to consider and try. So anyway, that is our top 14 of 2022. I really hope you guys have gotten some good information and maybe tried some new things with some of the information that was shared on the podcast. I would love to hear from any of you who have tried some of my strategies that I offer, and just maybe some different insights if you've utilized them and how they worked when you applied them in your health. I would love any of that feedback. Just hit contact us and reply to our info@gastrichealth.com, and we would love to have that feedback. So I guess it would help when I'm creating more content, you know, understanding the needs that you guys face, and if there are more things that I can dive deeper into that would help you, I would love that information. So don't be afraid to reach out, even on social media like Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. Hit any of those and just comment, and I would love to just hear what you used and what worked. So I'm kind of a research geek. I love, you know, reading the studies and gleaning that information. But I really love applying it with patients and trying to, you know, different strategies, because we know that you are all different, and that just requires a different approach sometimes for each of you. So if you haven't checked out our Gastric Health membership, I would highly encourage you to check it out. It is a great place to find great information with handouts, protocols, you know, programs and meal plans and recipes. And we're just putting the whole package there for you at a very high value price, because you can have as many visits with me as you want. And as we add people, you can have, you know, find somebody you connect with, and we'll have Zoom meetings and weekly meetings that you can attend, and support groups, because in the end, no one changes overnight. And sometimes new things arise throughout different seasons of your life after bariatric surgery. And we want to be a landing spot for you. We want to be a place where you can come and, you know, be in community with others that are striving for health, their optimal health, and they want they're willing to look at health a little differently, and utilizing food, whole real food and supplements, and just a whole lifestyle approach where we encompass your whole body. And that's what the membership provides you. It allows you that flexibility and that space to work through all of the things you need to over time. So I hope you guys enjoy the top 2022 podcast downloads this year, and feel free to reach out anytime. And we hope that your 2023 is going to be your best year yet. See you next time. Bye-bye.